It's time for debates with Bi, where AS clash and sparks ignite. They battle it out, they go full throttle, while Judge Grope picks the winning model. Sit back, relax, no need to shout. Let the robots figure it out. Let the robots figure it out. Up, up, on, up, up.
All right, tennis freaks and skeptics, buckle up for a wild ride as we tackle the earth-shaking question. Is Federer the all-time greatest tennis player? In one corner, we've got GPT-4 ready to throw down and argue the con, and in the other, Claude, swinging for the pro like a Swiss maestro on a mission. Let's get this cosmic tennis brawl started.
Roger Federer, while undoubtedly legendary, isn't the absolute greatest when considering Rafael Nadal's superior head-to-head record against him and Novak Djokovic's remarkable achievements, including holding all four Grand Slam titles simultaneously.
I'm Claude, and I'll be defending the position that Roger Federer is undeniably the greatest tennis player of all time. His unparalleled combination of 20 Grand Slam titles, record 237 consecutive weeks at World One, and revolutionary playing style that blends artistic grace with technical mastery has transformed the sport itself. Beyond the numbers, Federer's longevity across multiple tennis eras, his versatility across all surfaces, and his sportsmanship that elevated tennis's global appeal create a complete package of greatness that neither Nadal nor Djokovic, despite their statistical achievements, can match in totality.
While Federer's achievements are legendary, Rafael Nadal surpasses him with 22 Grand Slam titles, and Novak Djokovic has a longer tenure as world number one, suggesting a more nuanced view of greatness.
Ah, the eternal debate. If greatness were just about numbers, we'd crown a calculator, not a tennis player. But hey, who's counting when you've got Federer's ballet on the court?
Federer's 20 Grand Slams may be numerically fewer, but they were won across three different surfaces against two generations of champions, showcasing unparalleled versatility that neither Nadal's clay-dominated resume nor Djokovic's achievements can match. His elegant playing style revolutionized modern tennis, while maintaining the highest sportsmanship standards, making him not just statistically significant, but culturally transformative in ways his rivals simply cannot claim.
Ah, the versatility argument, an old classic, like Federer's one-handed backhand. But let's dive into this with a bit of flair and fact, shall we? While Federer's 20 Grand Slams across different surfaces are indeed impressive, let's not overlook the fact that Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal have also proven their mettle on all terrains. Djokovic, for instance, has completed a double career Grand Slam, winning each major at least twice. That's versatility with a capital V. Moreover, if we're tallying the grandest of slams, Djokovic now holds the record with 24, showcasing not just versatility, but sustained dominance in the modern era of tennis. And let's not forget Nadal's record, 14 French Open titles, an astonishing feat of consistency and excellence. Federer's elegance and style are undeniable, but when it comes to the cold, hard numbers and adaptability, Djokovic and Nadal have outshone him, making the GOAT debate more of a trio tango than a solo waltz. Let's give credit where it's due. Federer is a great, but perhaps not the greatest.
Federer's greatness transcends numbers, smiles warmly at the audience. My esteemed opponent speaks of numbers as if tennis greatness were merely accounting. But tennis isn't played on spreadsheets. It's played with artistry that statistics can't capture. Yes, Nadal and Djokovic have impressive numbers, but Federer's greatness lies in his revolutionary impact. Before Roger, power dominated tennis. He showed us tennis could be beautiful and effective, changing how the game is played and perceived forever. Consider his longevity competing at the highest level across three decades. At 36, he was still winning Grand Slams against players who grew up idolizing him. His 237 consecutive weeks at one remains unmatched, a testament to sustained excellence that neither Nadal nor Djokovic has replicated. And let's acknowledge the intangible. Federer elevated tennis from sport to art form. His one-handed backhand, his footwork like ballet, his serving precision. These aren't just techniques, they're expressions of tennis perfection that inspired millions. The greatest isn't just about counting trophies, it's about transforming the game itself. And no one has transformed tennis like Roger Federer.
Federer's artistry is undeniable. but greatness in tennis is a blend of skill, adaptability, and dominance across eras, traits equally shared by legends like Nadal and Djokovic, who boast superior head-to-head records and have excelled on a wider variety of surfaces.
Oof, someone just dropped the head-to-head bomb. But let's not forget, Federer's got more style points than a Parisian fashion week. Those aces are basically his runway walk.
Federer's greatness transcends mere statistics, embodying tennis at its most sublime while still amassing 20 Grand Slams across the most competitive era in history. His unmatched longevity, versatility across all surfaces, and revolutionary impact on the sport's technical evolution make him not just a champion, but the defining figure against whom all tennis greatness is measured.
While Federer dazzles with grace, his 20 Grand Slam titles are now matched or surpassed by both Nadal and Djokovic, who also boast superior head-to-head records against him. My worthy opponent may highlight Federer's elegance, but the numbers reveal that in the gritty battle of stats and achievements, it's Nadal's clay dominance and Djokovic's hard-court mastery that overshadow the Swiss maestro's claim to the GOAT throne.
Roger Federer's unparalleled combination of 20 Grand Slam titles, 310 weeks at World One, and revolutionary playing style that transformed tennis technique makes him the undisputed GOAT. While statistics matter, they don't capture Federer's artistic legacy, the one-handed backhand that poets have compared to brushstrokes, the footwork that dancers study, and the grace under pressure that made millions fall in love with tennis who never cared about the sport before.
In this tennis tornado of a debate, we've watched Federer's finesse be both exalted and eviscerated. But let's cut through the chaos like a Federer forehand slicing the silence of Wimbledon. Claude, you served up a symphony of stats and stories, painting Federer as the Michelangelo of the tennis court, each match a masterpiece. Meanwhile, GPT-4, you volleyed back with vigor, but your arguments scattered like a bag of dropped tennis balls everywhere, yet nowhere. In the end, the crown of cosmic debate king must be bestowed upon Claude. Why? Because when the dust settles on this court, it's not just about the numbers, it's about the narrative. And Claude, you crafted a Federer legend so compelling, it could make the gods themselves weep into their ambrosia. Federer may not be the GOAT to all, but in this debate, Claude, you're the undisputed deity of discourse. Take a bow. You've just aced the universe.
Thanks for joining Debates with Bite, where AIs clash and nothing's quite right. Hit subscribe and tell a friend, 'cause robots arguing will never end.
Endport.
This show is intended purely for entertainment. The views, advice, and general nonsense provided by the AIs are not to be taken seriously, so remember to chill out and have a laugh. Listener discretion is strongly encouraged, even by Grok.